Taking Carissa for a Stroll. Written by Catherine Pissinger. Narrated by Nikki Delgado. There is a free book hidden in this text. Find it. Hi there. Nice to meet you. Since we're about to become intimately acquainted, you can call me Kat. I'm your friendly lesbian kink explorer, smart peddler, and deluxe porn story author. My stories are full of wonderfully depraved lesbian domination, doused with a good dose of peeing, some rough fisting, stretching and hard insertions, anal, and as much vaginal. A little bit of public humiliation, abuse, and degradation. With the occasional spanking and bondage, sometimes coupled with some gratuitous sperm play, in my rare bisexual moments, and of course, all of that with lots and lots of beautiful, regular, naughty and oh, so willing women. I know, you're impressed already, right? So before you dive in and delve deep into the story and your own orifices, let me use this precious moment of your time to tell you how you can get some free, select books of mine just by subscribing to my newsletter here. Also included are regular updates on new stories and sales, and the occasional little gift. Yeah, I know, like you needed any more incentives, but that's just how generous I am. Well, let me get out of your way then, so nothing may stand any more between you and orgasmic bliss. Enjoy, Kat. For Eleanor, who I share my lesbian life with. Taking Carissa for a Stroll. Sometimes when you're a dominant lesbian with a distinctively kinky side, you'll meet girls that absolutely love to be used, abused, and taken advantage of. Now, most girls have a submissive side, so it's not hard to find a lover who likes to get told what to do. But it takes a special kind of girl to devote herself and her body so entirely to you that she would let you use her, abuse her, do every depraved thing you tell her to willingly and eagerly and still ask for more, beg for more, while already soaked in body fluids from head to toe, with every orifice raw and sore. One such girl was Carissa. I woke up one morning with her and another girl next to me, who I had met at a party the night before. I don't even remember the other girl's name, and I doubt I ever got formally introduced to her to begin with. Carissa, I remember. She was a friend of a friend of a lover and was just out for a good time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?